Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show podcast. We have a great, exciting show for you today. The show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning. And the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. And Henrietta Ivey, our community activist and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to the citizens of this great city of Detroit.
Great. And evangelist, Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team and all those that are listening today.
Great, and we are missing Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Hopefully, he'll get a chance to jump on the line. But our special guest today is Mr. Eandre Otis. Mr. Otis is running for Wayne County Commissioner in District 5. Good morning, sir. How are you? You are no stranger to us.
Hey, good morning again. I'm totally happy to be here on this Sunday with you all. I could have been anywhere else, but I'm here with you all. God bless me to wake up, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we appreciate that. I know we're going to kind of go a little off format today, but Henrietta, I just want you to, introduce Mr. Otis and, find out a little bit about the race that he's in. So I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Well, good morning. Good morning. And thank you again, Mr. Otis, for joining the Sunday morning team here on the Michael Van Tool Show. We truly appreciate you joining us this morning. And like you said, you could have been anywhere else, but you're here with us this morning, and we appreciate you. So you are the candidate running for District 5 Wayne County Commissioner. I have had the pleasure of sitting with you on your show, The Quarantine, and have had the pleasure of knowing you and all your hard work that you have done in the community. You were a formerly working with incumbent Councilman Roy McAllister, and you have done so many great things in the community of District 2 in which you and Roy McAllister and your team serve. So I just want to say thank you. Looking forward to jumping into some good conversation with you as to your candidacy and some of your plans and some of your ideas that you want to see change in District 5.
Well, I definitely appreciate you for giving me that introduction. And I just want to thank you again, for having me here. Again, everybody, my name is Andre D.A. Otis. The D.A. stands for Dewan Armando. Yes, I have several names. Born and raised in Detroit, raised by a single mother. You know, she did her best to make sure that her kids were well taken care of. I don't remember missing many meals, so she did what she had to do. I am running for Wayne County Commissioner, as Ms. Henrietta did speak. That is District 5. Wayne County has 15 districts, and I will be running District 5. Wayne County has over a million people in it. District 5 mainly is over 125,000 citizens. Wayne County commissioners are definitely responsible for the budget. They enact ordinance, appointments, contracts, and create commission rules. Now, why am I running? I'm running because, simply put, the redistricting thing is really going to take Detroit, state of Michigan, other places in America, possibly down a different road. I am a young man. I have the longevity to be here in this role. I am running on the oldest plus end plan. That is opportunity, transparency, inclusion, and seniors, plus mental health. And the reason I'm running on that because people need the opportunity to understand what their Wayne County commissioners do. Right now, not many people know what, even they have a Wayne County commission. So I'm offering the people the opportunity to know what that is. Also, I want to be able to provide opportunity for women and minority contractors to come into Wayne County and get some of those jobs that are sitting around. If you look around sometimes, some contractors that's out working on these roads don't mainly look like us. And this is the city of Detroit, and I want to make sure that our women and our black people men are getting their share of some of the money that Wayne County is offering. Transparency. Again, you got so many people that don't know what Wayne County does. Why is that? So this is a time where Wayne County has meetings down at the Guardian Building. You should be able to come down there and attend those meetings without having to worry about paying a parking fee or having your car towed because of the simple fact this is an elected government body, which means they're putting policies and things together that you probably should be aware of. So you should be a part of that process and able to come to those meetings and not have to worry about anything. Also, I believe they should be having evening commission meetings. Detroit City Council has evening city council meetings, and they bring those same issues out to the community at night. Everybody can't make the morning meetings. So every district has an evening meeting where all the city council is there to discuss those issues. I believe Wayne County should also do that. When it comes to transparency, I also believe, you know, like the city of Detroit, they have Channel 10. Wayne County should be able to partnership with the city of Detroit or one of the other channels that they have that's just sitting there and God knows what is on there. This is a time to, again, people need to know what's going on. There's so much that goes on in Wayne County, the city of Detroit. It's like a moving freight train that is going on all day, every day. Nobody knows what's up. Inclusion. It basically brings back that everybody isn't included in the process of knowing what's going on with the government officials. This is a part-time job. I don't plan on taking this as a part-time job. My off time will be spent advocating for something for the community or knocking on those doors, knowing who my actual constituents are and what they're actually going through. Wayne County can't take care of everything, but if I'm the elected official, it's my job to advocate for the people to get whatever services they're looking for. Seniors. I don't believe all of our seniors are being taken care of, and that's because my grandfather's 98 years old. Guess what? He's a senior. I don't believe he's getting the services that he should be getting, but that's just me. But that's why I want to go ahead and get in this seat and fight for that. I'm a very different person. I don't believe in politics as usual. I believe in breaking some of these barriers that some of our elected leaders have put in place with themselves. I believe in being very open to the public. I believe in being an open book. I don't believe in stealing the people's money because if you ask me, a lot of these elected officials didn't pay the pretty penny anyway. I want to bring out the Wayne County Child Support Task Force because I believe it's elected officials' duty to try to change some of the policies that are around, whether it's child support, housing, or you know, even water. Veteran care, our veterans aren't taken care of the way they should be. And again, my grandfather's 98 years old. I will get to Washington, D.C. and kick on every single door in Washington, D.C. to make sure our veterans get what they need. Because it's time out for seeing all these homeless black men that went served in the war that they really had no business serving in. If you're not going to take care of them, time out for that. So these are some of the things that I want to accomplish as becoming your next Wayne County Commissioner District 5. And again, I thank you for being here and giving me the time to speak.
Mr. Otis, was there any particular reason why you decided to run? Was there something, or was there a combination of things?
There is actually a combination of things. Again, Wayne County just went through redistricting themselves. A lot of people didn't know that, and I really think it's a shame that a lot of information isn't put out. But, again, that's why, you know, one of the reasons I want to run, because redistricting just happened. And that means that district of District 5 will now be changed into another area. Well, again, I've been in District 2 for quite some time up under Roy McAllister. On top of, I grew up, I know the area, I know the people, and these are people I would love to serve correctly. Secondly, again, it boils down to longevity. The current commissioner seat is pretty, you know, is up there in age, and there's no disrespect to her or anything like that, but I really believe that we need to start looking at getting younger people in some of these seats to create that longevity to be able to actually be there to change policies. I'm not God, you know what I'm saying? I can't promise I'm going to be here tomorrow, but in my belief, I'm going to be here a lot longer than some people on paper have left. So I plan on being here for a long time and busting my behind for the people. Secondly, again, it boils down to transparency. If people have elected officials that they don't know who to go to about certain things, well, I believe that's a shame. When you elect somebody, you expect them to go to work for you. Even the people that don't go vote, they deserve to have that voice. And, you know, that's just where I am. I want to be the voice.
Yeah, because you'll be representing everybody. That's true. That's true.
Yes,
Mr.
Yes,
can you stick with us on for a bit on the show this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Great. We'd like you to just sit on with the panel this morning and jump in when we have other topics. And later on, we'll let the Sunday morning team hit you with some really hard questions. This is just the beginning. We got the whole team here. We got Henrietta Ivey. We got Evangelist Christie Last. We got Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And we're all going to get a chance to kind of talk to you about, entering this race and what you want to do for Wayne County as a commissioner. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the latest in news and weather right after these messages, and more of candidate DeAndre Otis after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the queen of car loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the queen of car loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, hey guys. Thanks to those of you who are dialing in on the phone, and those of you who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com. Let me give you the number for Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at 248-218-9808 at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. And, of course, Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, our major sponsor. His number is 248-567-9990. All right. In the news this morning, ESPN host Stephen A. Smith is just one of many commenting on the lawsuit filed against the NFL by former coach Brian Flores, accusing the league of racial discrimination. The allegations include institutional racism within the NFL, sham interviews, and payoffs to teams to strategically lose games. The NFL has denied the accusations. Stephen A. Smith says the NFL doesn't trust black men to be leaders in their organization. He's right. An accused killer on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitive list has been captured in Mexico after being on the run since 2006. Octavio Juarez Coro, 48 years old, is accused of killing two people and wounding three at a Memorial Day event in Milwaukee in 2006. His estranged wife was one of the people injured, with two gunshot wounds to the chest. The FBI said hundreds of people were in the park at the time of the shooting. Juarez Coro was added to the 10 most wanted fugitives list in September of 2021. After receiving a tip from the public, the FBI and Mexican authorities located him Thursday in Guadalajara, Mexico. Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison earlier this week after being convicted a year ago on charges of illegally registering to vote. So here's one person that voted illegally. I guess the Republicans will go after her real bad. She's 44 years old, convicted in November 2021 of illegally registering to vote in 2019. She was sentenced to 6 years and one day. She maintains that she was unaware that she was ineligible to vote.
So, Mike, can I just kick you for 1 second on that?
Yeah,
because clearly she was already given the okay and the paperwork to go ahead and vote. So my thing is, why are they trying to convict her of something they already told her by, you know, through the law that she can vote? So I'm really confused by this determination of, yeah, you can go vote. It's almost like they set her up to do it, and then, you know, using it as a example. It's almost like a tactic. And I'm like, what more could be done? How do we fight against that to make sure that this woman do not go to prison for something she was told that she can do, and then turn around and she go do what she was told she can do, and then now she's going to prison? It's something not right about that, and I just want to say that.
I'm sure Fox News will run this story and her face on the hour, every hour,
of course.
You know, over the next few weeks and drag it out. You know, they were, Fox News was running clips of some of the protests and rioting across the country back in 2020. They ran that almost all through 2021. You know, law and disorder, but that's what they do over there anyway. An investigation continues after a morning fire at an apartment building in Detroit on Saturday. The fire department said it happened around 10:30 a.m. on John R. near Woodward and Alfred Street, a block away from Little Caesars Arena. The department believes the fire started on the top floor as an accident from a heating unit. Shannon Howell lives in the building right under the unit where the fire started. She said she was leaving out in the hallway to go to another unit, and my neighbor came down and needed a fire extinguisher. His furnace was on fire up there, and he couldn't get back up there because it was too smoky. Ronald Hill and his family were staying in an Airbnb in the building. We were about to eat some breakfast, he said. They were cooking, and we heard the fire trucks pulling up, and then my youngest junior, he came out and said the fire trucks were coming here. We heard like a smoke detector going on, and that was enough to say, okay, everybody has time. And we were coming out. We were helping other people, making sure they were getting out too. Fire chiefs across Michigan have reported a dramatic upswing in fatal fires during this cold snap. Many are due to space heaters, stoves, and faulty wiring. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, let's start with you. Let's go around the Sunday morning team.
So good morning. I have another very helpful story, but it's also a feel-good story. Intensive exercise is the best way to alleviate symptoms of chronic anxiety without drugs or therapy. Exercising as hard as you can is the best way to alleviate symptoms of chronic anxiety without drugs or therapy, according to a new study. Circuit training, mixing both strength and cardio exercises, eases feelings of anxiety by decreasing muscle tension and boosting endorphins, say scientists. Every participant in the Swedish study showed improvement regardless of intensity, but the chances of improvement in terms of anxiety symptoms increased more in the people who worked out harder. Most participants in the treatment groups went from a baseline level of moderate to high anxiety to a low anxiety after the 12-week circuit training. Researchers studied 286 people, average age was 39 years old, with chronic anxiety, and compared their results with a group who received advice on physical activity according to public health recommendations. For those who exercise at a relatively low intensity, the chance of improvement in terms of anxiety symptoms rose by a factor of 3.62. The corresponding factor for those who exercise at a higher intensity was 4.88. Both treatment groups had a 60-minute training session three times a week under a physical therapist's guidance. The sessions included both cardio and strength training. A warm-up was followed by circle training around 12 stations for 45 minutes, and sessions ended with a cool-down and stretching. Members of the group that exercised at a moderate level were intended to reach 60% of their maximum heart rate, a degree of exertion rated as light or moderate. In the group that trained more intensively, the aim was to attain 75% of maximum heart rate, and this degree of exertion was perceived as high. Malin Henriksen, a doctoral student at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, said there was a significant intensity trend for improvement. That is, the more intensely they exercise, the more their anxiety symptoms improve. Professor Maria Auberg added, doctors in primary care need treatments that are individualized, have few side effects, and are easier to prescribe. The model involved 12 weeks of physical training, regardless of intensity. It represents an effective treatment that should be made available in primary health care more often for people with anxiety issues. And, of course, I cannot end without a scripture. So we have Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 15. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who gain understanding. Her profit is better than silver, and her gain better than gold. Her value exceeds pearls. All you desire can't compare with her. We have to work our bodies out. We have to take care of our minds and work our minds out as well, so we can be the best versions of ourselves.
Yes, so timely, especially these days. Those simple things help our moods and keep us in good mental health. So good physical health means good mental health. Thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Let me go down here and start exercising real quick.
Okay.
Right. Let me get back to my husband's routine.
How's that?
Exactly. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I don't have a lot to say this morning. I do appreciate that we have a candidate on the line. I learned so much about politics from you guys on the line. I appreciate that. There was just a quick thought that came to my mind this morning. I thought about there's a scripture in Romans, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse, I believe, and it talks about the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So one of the things I thought about, you know I'm tired of talking about the pandemic, just to be honest. I want us to get to a place where we get past this, where we're moving forward. But during this time, there has been so much that has happened. You know, people have lost hope and people have lost joy. Psalms, the 51st chapter and the 12th verse says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So in church, you know, sometimes we use the cliche, if you don't have joy, leap for joy. But when you just take a moment to think on the good things that are happening in your life. I know there's a lot of chaos in the world, but when you take the moment just to pause and consider all that has happened in your life that has brought you joy, the good things, your families are healthy, your children are healthy, your loved ones, your friends are doing well, you're doing pretty good yourself. You're here, you're either listening to the show or you're speaking on the show today. So those are things to have joy about. No, our lives are not perfect, but we can experience joy in the midst of all that is going on. So if you don't have it, you could say the prayer that the David prayed, because he was into a lot of stuff. We won't go into all of that. But he had just done something he should not have been doing. But he asked the Lord, even in the midst of my challenging decisions that don't always line up, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So that's what I'm looking for, God, to just uphold us, to keep us, and to give us joy as we move forward in 2022.
Thank you, Evangelist, for inspiring us this morning. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but every once in a while, I'm not gonna say that I do it all the time, but every once in a while, I stop and I just think about where I'm at right now and take a deep breath and just thank God, and I appreciate, like, I'm alive, healthy, you know, stuff like that, yeah. just to take a moment in and because we can complain about stuff all the time, but sometimes even, you know, you just need to appreciate what you have and where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate that. Let's go to our political activist and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey.
You know, this comes out of the CNN news report, political politics. And it talks about the recent discovery of the conversation between Donald Trump and Jim Jordan. Now, it's newly obtained, showing that Trump and Jordan spoke at length on the January 6th insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all remember when Mr. Jordan was, you know, really hesitant about his conversation with then-President Donald Trump. He couldn't remember if he talked to him or if he didn't talk to him and how long they talked. He kind of avoided answering the question and kind of skated around it. Where now the House Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection has possession of a White House recording that provide new details about a phone call that Donald Trump made to Republican Jim Jordan on January the 6th. And as the investigation drilled down on the former president's communication that day, and questions having swirled around calls between him and lawmakers, two sources who have reviewed call records tell CNN that Trump spoke on the phone at the White House residence with Jordan for 10 minutes that morning. And then afternoon, Gordon took to the White House floor to obtain the certification of President Joe Biden's electoral win, you know, trying to, you know, still debate whether or not if Biden actually won, which we all know he did. A key focus of the committee investigation has been on the run-up and the insurrection and the mayhem raised. Trump and his allies, including those in Congress, tried to overturn this election result. Since then, Jordan has acknowledged last summer that he spoke to Trump on the phone that day and that the Ohio Republican and Trump loyalists have waved off questions about it or been, you know, inconsistent with their answers. So I just brought that up to say this. This has been a very long journey for this country. That day was very traumatic for a lot of us. The fact that that many people were able to infiltrate and get inside the White House. That day, when President Trump knew that these people were coming, that day, his loyalists were planning this whole thing all along. It just goes to show that the cover is starting to come off. And all that evading and not remembering and, you know, saying that we didn't do it and all the stuff they have been skating around, it is now coming to front. And I am actually one of those people who are glad that they are still diligently working to uncover what happened that day. Because let me be clear, and I was talking to another friend of mine the other day, we need to get ready for 2024, and we need to get ready right now. We need to continue preparing ourselves for the 22 midterm elections, and we need to start doing that right now. Because what we cannot afford to have, again, is people constantly getting into office that have no intent on serving the people. They have their own personal agendas, and guess what? They gain, we don't. So this article is out of, again, CNN Politics. If you want to just look it up, just kind of look, you know, go to the CNN website. It talks about it in length, and I just wanted to tap in with that my 2 cents of my 1 minute of political information.
Great. And, you know, I think history is not going to be kind on all those Republicans, all those people who tried to overthrow this government back on January 6th. They're going to pay a price. And they think that they're getting away with stuff. They think they have gotten away. But, you know, all those people, the Justice Department is hunting them down and prosecuting them. Now it's time to go after the big fish like Jim Jordan and Donald Trump. Their days are coming. They're not going to get away with it. All right. Thank you. Let's go get the weather right now, and then we'll take a station break. Kimberly, what's going on? It looks nice out today.
Good morning. It does look nice out, but it is cold. It's currently 18 degrees. Today, we are expecting a high of 30 degrees. It will be mostly sunny. We may see a few scattered snowflakes possibly toward this evening, but it will still be cold. It will only get to a high of 30. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy with a high of 31 and a low of 11. On Tuesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 29 and a low of 19. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 36 and a low of 25. On Thursday, we're looking for scattered snow showers with a high of 33 and a low of 18. On Friday, expect more snow with a high of 31 and a low of 21. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 33 and a low of 17. That's the weather.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm happy. I'm happy for 31. I'm so excited. I'm so tired of 5 and 8 and 11 degrees. You know, it got down to what, 11 this morning? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 30 sounds good to me. This is Michigan. This 30, 31, 35, 36 is a nice spring day for us in Michigan.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mr. Otis again, and we're going to talk about his race for Wayne County Commissioner, District 5, and, of course, hear from the team. We'll be right back after these messages.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show, be in the driver's seat and community highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey. There's one number to call, 248-516-8300. It's affordable, effective, and it's the right thing to do. I want to just mention about Franklin Wright Settlements. Of course, it's over the organization that is over 140 years old and one of the top leading nonprofits in Michigan. And three of us on the Sunday morning team are on the board at Franklin Wright, including the dean of the board, missionary Hattie Humphrey. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is the board secretary, and I'm vice chair of the organization. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made to be a part of Franklin Wright. You know, there are employees, volunteers, board of directors, all working together to improve the lives of Metro Detroiters. And it's led by President and CEO Monique Marks. And Kimberly, Monique Marks just won Humanitarian of the Year Award.
Yes, that was amazing.
Amazing. And we're just so proud that to be associated with her as president and CEO. And of course, looking forward to meeting the board in person, face-to-face meeting next week too. So we got that coming up.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we're back. DeAndre Otis is on the line. Mr. Otis, you're running for Wayne County Commissioner District 5 here in Detroit. We were talking about the sham reasons why Republicans are want to put all these new laws in, new rules, voting rules, and restricting voting. I think some of this stuff is being done through redistricting. What's your opinion, your thoughts on Wayne County redistricting and Michigan? And what's the difference, by the way?
Well, first thing first, I want to take it back to this whole January 6th thing, which pretty much led us to this point. You said
I want to hear what you got to say about that.
you basically said something about history being kind of racist. I mean, not being kind to them. And I have to really take a step back and breathe on that, because if you look at history, they're trying to erase history right now of all the things in America with the 3Ks that they're in the black people for quite some time now. So when it comes down to history not being kind to people that have killed, raped, burned people alive, kidnapped, and done every doggone thing you can think of across the doggone board, I wouldn't say that I wouldn't believe history would be kind to them. I would say that history might give them an asterisk and say, okay, well, they did something wrong, but they might have had a reason to. You know, if you look at history, it wasn't that long ago where black people were hanging off with their genitals cut off.
Right.
People standing around pointing up and laughing. So history not being kind of people like that, I think not.
I think I'm hoping that history won't be kind to these people. But you touched on another point, too. Erasing or rewriting or whitewashing history. We've got that going on in schools right now. These school systems
very much
do not want to even talk about race relations and slavery and Jim Crow and discrimination. They're trying to whitewash that and not even admit that this country was cruel to black people during slavery. And they're trying to keep it out of the schools because some white people feel bad about it and they're sad and depressed and it keeps them depressed about it. They need to hear about it. So, and then all this stuff with taking the votes away from us too, all this comes together. All this does is trying to minimize the impact of black people.
But I look at it like this. How much of this did we set up on our own selves by not participating when they grow up knowing that if they participate, they might be able to keep things a certain kind of way? You know, it's real upsetting that, you know, we have this redistricting going on, because a couple of years ago, I was one of the people out, you know, canvassing and campaigning to say, okay, yeah, let's get these maps redrawn. We have a better chance of representation, only for it to turn out to be a sham job. You had several Detroiters that sat on that redistricting commission board who pretty much got $40,000 to $45,000 to say nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that was a paid position, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Now you're going to have people sitting on there that's going to have Detroiters going against Detroiters. You're going to have suburbanites running for Detroit seats. First off, we already know the suburbans pretty much vote higher than Detroiters. So why would one of them have to come out here and campaign in Detroit if we already have low voter turnout in 9 presidential years? You know, so if we don't get active now, and I mean right now, today, January 6th is only going to be a tip of what's coming. Because you put the right people in with the right certain age, with the right kind of ideology for the next 10 years, you think they're giving this thing back to us?
Right, and that's why they're getting involved in trying to get into these state, Secretary of State positions, the legislature, into the election commissions across the country, because their plan is to reverse the next election. They do not want a Kamala Harris as president if something like that happens. They're trying to get in now. And you're right, Mr. Otis, you're right. Once they get into these decision-making, and that's why we got to take this seriously, because they are going to do it. They tried to overturn Biden's victory. So they will definitely try to do this. And I, along with that, I'm really worried about our kids, black and white, not knowing our history. Because, you know, that's the aim is to act like we didn't go through none of that stuff and that there's a level playing field. No, there's not a level playing field. There never was a level playing field. There's no such thing as a level playing field.
Well, you're looking at black people who've been playing catch up for 400 years. We got brought over here. This wasn't anything of ours at all. We were just told to build it, and we did a pretty doggone good job with building.
Yes, we did.
But why? Why would they give something to so-called crumb-getting people who had their chance to take this thing over, and we just got lazy and said, hey, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X got us to this point, we good. You know, I know they're rolling over their graves right now. Like, wait a minute, I didn't make it to 40 years old for us to be giving it back?
Right.
First off, we never had it. But we had an opportunity to get a pretty grand slice. And, you know, what upsets me, there's a documentary out on Netflix now called Crack. I believe everybody should check it out. It goes to show that sometimes you can't blame a white person for everything because they had somebody look like us sitting there holding their hands. A president can't write his own bills. He can put down an executive order, but a president can't enact law, which means if you all were mad at Bill Clinton about a 94 crime bill, how many black people signed off on it?
That's right.
How many reverends came out in the streets and said, lock these Negroes up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bigger pandemic going on called mental illness that nobody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mental illness has been around for quite some time, but now we're just so stuck on COVID. It's like, wait a minute. Mental illness is killing people every day, plus COVID.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Look, you know what? I did not know until I saw a documentary that Emmett Till, there were some black men involved in them catching him and in that whole process about holding him down,
mm-hmm.
catching him. They were involved
mm-hmm.
in that, in his,
mm-hmm.
his death.
Yep.
But again, it goes to show that a lot of those people could not do things on their own. You
right.
know, you had a house Negro. The house Negro was a snitch. Hey, Master, I think they out there trying to plan something. You better go take care of that.
That's why
I think they might be getting smart, Master.
That's why
I think they might want to take over. You know, so we have to really look at our own history.
Yeah.
We can't mm-hmm. always blame everybody else. You know, my thing for this today is ask your grandparents what side of history did they play on, including white people.
You know,
that's
going to become a bigger and bigger issue as time goes on because you're right about the house and the field Negroes. There was a difference because the ones in the house did live good, didn't they? And
right.
let me tell you, right now, something like the Nation of Islam, strong black organizations like that, you know there's some black FBI agents in that organization
mm-hmm.
right now.
Absolutely.
Right now. And so did the Black Panthers. Every black organization has some spies in there that's ready
mm-hmm.
to tear it apart.
Yep.
Come on,
yep.
Morning, somebody say something.
Well, let me add this, because what you guys are saying is exactly true. And we don't even have to go back that far in history. When Donald Trump was president, how many black congresspeople did we have who stood up in support of him? We know
mm-hmm.
that Tim Scott, I believe he's a representative out of South Carolina. Hold on. What was the black guy, Herman Cain? Remember, he was the same person when COVID first came out, talking about, I'm not going to wear a mask, exactly. And where is he? He's dead. We have all these examples. One of my favorite movies is Spike Lee's Mouth.
He's covered up now, ain't he?
Right. But here's the thing, though, and I'm going to take this back to education in January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X, or Denzel's character, says in this movie, we cannot have unity with anyone else until we have unity within ourselves. Black people as a whole in this country, we have no unity. We have book banning going on in 2022. Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye is being banned in several states. There's a book called Moss. I believe I'm pronouncing it, or Maus, M-A-U-S, that is about the Holocaust. It is a true viewpoint of what happened. It is being banned. Florida passed legislation that said we will no longer teach history that makes white people uncomfortable. What we're talking about is not some soft, some uncomfortable feeling that people are having. People are enacting laws. We're talking about redistricting, not only in Michigan, but across the nation. We're in Texas, they have completely redistricted Democrats out of office. And we're still having conversations. I will say, Mr. Otis, I don't think that people, we ever really had a chance to have what we have in this country. However, the worst thing that ever happened to black people was integration. And the reason why I say that, and this isn't anything against our white brothers and sisters, but because we were able to go wherever we wanted to go, we were able to live, be educated and work and do what we wanted to do, we got comfortable. And we forgot that people still don't look at us the same way. You talk about mental illness. Every time we see a video of some white person harassing a black person because they feel like they're not supposed to be there, that's mental illness. We just had mental illness a few weeks ago in Oxford where a young boy went and killed all those people in a school. But we don't have gun legislation to protect our kids in school. We have school districts right now, and Chicago is one of them, where they are pushing no mask for a disease that is still ravaging our land. We are still having conversations that are deflecting us from real issues. And going back to what Henrietta said, history will not be kind to them, because in 100 years from now, it's going to take a long time for them to get there. It's just like what happened in Nazi Germany. Initially, probably 30 years after Nazi Germany, oh, there was an asterisk. It wasn't so bad. Now people realize how bad it is. But it's going to take a really long time for people to realize that.
Yeah. Man, I tell you. We just got about 9 minutes left. And I just want to kind of have say a couple things to the team. Evangelist Christy Laster, what's anything special going on over? I mean, it's always something special, but you know, I just wanted to know if you have something coming up that we should know about.
Oh well, sure. This month, our pastor has called Revival Sundays. We've been having such a blessed time on Sunday morning. We're on Facebook and we're in person as well. So each Sunday, a pastor has added a 3 p.m. service for the month of February, and we are inviting, you know, different ministers in from locally and from out of state, because we need a lot of prayer. When we talk about all of the political issues that we are facing in our world, not just prayer, but we have to take action as well. But we definitely need more of Christ. So we'll be in service every Sunday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for the month of February.
Great, great. Thank you so much. I just want to just hear a little comment from Reverend Dr. Smith.
He said he had when we passed away.
Is Dr. Smith, are you there?
I'm not sacrificing like that.
Well, I guess not. we caught him in a conversation. All right, Henrietta, you want to wrap some things up for us?
You know, I wanted to say thank you to candidate Andre Otis for joining the Sunday morning team. I truly, truly appreciate the hard work that you've already trailblazed on. I'm looking forward to you running this race and winning. And I want to say thank you to Michael Vantour, the Sunday morning team, for opening up the dialogue and have these real live conversations, because if we don't start somewhere, we'll never get anywhere. And I just want to say, you know, to the trait, listen, again, midterms, please, please, please get started on identifying who's running the cases. We can have a fighting chance at getting the right people in the right place, because other than that, just like Kimberly said, we will keep repeating and we will not get anywhere moving forward. So it is our due diligence to make sure we are, as voters, doing our part and making sure people in the right seat so we can have a fighting chance.
Yes, I agree, Henrietta. Thanks, Mr. Otis, for a spirited conversation. I really enjoy having you sit on the panel. This is your second time here. We really second or third? I don't remember now, but it was great to hear your point of view and to get a spirited conversation going. Appreciate it.
I definitely appreciate you for having me. That's for sure. Well,
great.
To come back. Love to come back,
Mr. Otis. Can we have your contact information? What your website so that people can look up information for you so they can find out more about your campaign and join.
I definitely was going to ask if I could do that, and I totally appreciate this opportunity. Again, everybody, my name is Andre Duane Armando Otis. You will see it as Andre D.A. Otis on your ballot. I am running for Wayne County Commission District 5. We are working on our website, but I do have an email, voteotis@gmail.com, V-O-T-E. O-T-I-S at gmail.com. My phone number. This is my personal phone number. I give out my personal phone number because I want to talk to you myself and not have anybody else talk to you. 313-21120. Again, my name is Andre Otis. Don't forget, the only pandemic out here is not COVID. Mental health is real. People are dying every day, doing something to themselves. If you know somebody out there, just call them. Say how you doing. Tell them you love them. That might go take somebody a long way into an early grave.
Yes, and I plan on doing another show on mental health on the Praise Network again soon too, because we did one last year, and unfortunately, it looks like things are even worse now. I still am confused and perplexed, and I want to know what happened with that very attractive attorney, TV host who jumped to her death in I think it was New York City about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just think that there's more to it. I don't like to hear these news stories. You see it on 11 o'clock news, you see it, and then you don't hear anything about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
I found out that the mother said, her mother said that she was battling some things inside of her head, you know. So, again, you know, mental illness doesn't have a face on it unless, you know, you have Down syndrome or something. Somebody you look at that's regular right now might be battling all kind of things inside their mind. And if they don't think somebody out there cares about them, guess what? This is the end result. A 1-800 number isn't going to save anybody's life. That's something that's just temporary. We need more funding for mental health, mental illness issues. And nobody's out here hollering about it. Everybody's talking about COVID because it's sexy. Mental illness is way bigger than that.
You know, you're right. Man, you know, you do need to run for office, Mr. Otis, because you've got some great opinions and thoughts. You know, people think it's so easy, like you said, just to give out the 1-800 number to suicide prevention. When that sound bite, we can't live on sound bites. We can't solve this with a sound bite. You know, that's a gimmick in most cases because people want to say that to say that they did something. That's nothing.
Yes, sir.
Nothing.
Yes, sir.
That's how Fox News runs their news network. They run on sound bites. They take something inflammatory from a 30-second sound bite and they run with it straight up on the narrative.
And if you notice, almost, I know we just got about 90 seconds left, but on Fox News, if you know, all they do is rile up the people and get them angry. All day and all night long, they're saying stuff to get people riled up and angry. They're causing a lot of mental illness over there. I don't like Fox. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just telling you, I don't like Fox at all. And they need to.
Not at all.
It's not even
the
news yet. They need to shut it down.
Yeah.
Right. It's listening to entertainment.
Yeah, and then when you constantly run this bite, that this is all that's going on, you're not talking about the good things that's happening, you're not talking about the progression of things that's happening, you're constantly faced with death, murder, and all the sadness. Like, they throw that, when you turn the news on, you hit any internet outlet, it's always talking about death, 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 death. And we know death is happening, but what
There's right. other things, like Mr. Otis said, that's happening that they're not. You know, yep. they want to keep people in this sad state, and I'm not, it's an agenda with that. Why do
that's
we constantly our face with sadness every day? It's an agenda,
that's
and they got us right here, and
you gotta go.
But we got to see past it.
Yeah. We are out of time. Thanks for your input.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see you come down the hall.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
He just came from that corner chewing. What was you chewing on that you didn't share?
Licorice.
Some liquid?
I have candy back there.
Okay. So.
You guys know we're still on air.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Kimberly.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. I got a studio
audience.
I hear. Happy
All
Sunday,
right.
everyone.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. We encourage you.